WMFO Medford. Howdy, my friends. It is I, Ryan D., which can mean only one thing. It's time for the Music Savage Show. Thanks to my friend Pete for another great edition of In You All Along. Let's get the Music Savage Show started.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look. The plants aren't growing, so I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah. Sorry,
okay.
Yeah.
No.
If you face it, you can kill it.
just too big to spend. So he broke it into smaller bills and change. By the time he tried to buy the things he needed, he had spent it all on Lucy's and weed. He had spent it all on chips and Coca-Cola. He had spent it all on chocolate and vanilla. He had spent it all and didn't even feel it. He had spent it all and didn't even feel it. Alley coughing up blood, and their visions and their dreams are coming up red. They can either wake up or go deeper, but it's so dangerous to wake a deep sleeper. It's like awakening a bear in winter, to feel the reckoning of hunger splinter. He's gonna stretch his claws and feel his power, and you are gonna know your final hour. Start running while you were skimming from the top was sunny, but all the weather about to turn real crummy, 'cause everybody gonna want their money. Yeah, everybody gonna want their money. Better get a head start, start running. Better get a head start, start running, 'cause it's about to get so unfunny. All the poets in the alley coughing up blood, and their visions and their dreams are coming up red. They can either wake up or go deeper, but it's so dangerous to wake a deep sleeper.
So kiss it.
Na, 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 na.
The Music Savage Show. I'm your host, Ryan D. Music right there from Husker Du. Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely, off the Minnesota band's fifth album, 1986's Candy Apple Gray. Brand new music up ahead of that from Teen Vice. The track was called Kiss It Goodbye, and that's the first single from the New York City band's upcoming EP, Saddest Summer, and that's out July 14th. And they are playing Union Pool in Brooklyn this Sunday, June 4th. And that's a really cool venue. So if you are in the New York area, the Brooklyn area, and you want to go see some good music on Sunday, June 4th, go check out Teen Vice at Union Pool. Regina Spektor up out of that Small Bills from her latest release, Remember Us to Life. And she's playing Friday, July 28th at Newport Folk Festival. And my annual Newport Folk Festival show is coming up soon. I'll keep you posted on that. Rainbow Kitten Surprise up ahead of that. Track called Run from the Boone, North Carolina band's 2015 album, RKS. Ron Gallo Kill the Medicine Man from the Nashville musician's new release, Heavy Meta. He's currently on tour, and you should check him out because he's amazing live. You can go to rongallamusic.com for all the dates. And kicking off the set with exactly how I feel about things in the world today, Jane's Addiction, Idiot's Rule, off of the LA band's 1988 debut full-length album, Nothing's Shocking. Thank you so much out there in radio land and internet land for joining me. It's always a pleasure to have your company. Let's get back into some music with something new from Bleachers.
I've been talking to strangers, acting like I'm a stranger. Look like I've been up all night.
And you know what? I hate it.
I put my things into boxes, carry all of my old lies, rubber band in my past tight.
And you know what? I hate it.
The sidewalk, act like I've been up all night.
And you know what? I hate it.
So I keep talking about 18, cause I can't let go of the same dream. Rubber band in my past time.
And you know what? I hate it.
Girl, you can count on me. shotgun. How many times do you come back here? Shot.
91.5 FM, WMFO. It's the Music Savage Show, and that's music right there from Beach Fossils. Brand new music from Beach Fossils, track called This Year off the trio's new album titled Somersault. Guess when that's out, folks? That's out today, Friday, June 2nd on Bayonet Records. And they are touring this summer in support of Somersault. And for a list of dates, go to beachfossils.com and be sure to check them out live. Sunflower Bean up ahead of that. Come On, that's the single from the Brooklyn Band's 2016 debut album. It's called Human Ceremony. And that band is touring as well. They're playing festivals all summer long, including Firefly in Delaware on Friday, June 16th. Spoon up ahead of that, a remix of Spoon. I didn't realize it was going to be a remix. It just started to be that way. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of remixes, so I had to, unfortunately, take that one away. But while you were listening to it, it was Shotgun, and that's a great track. I wish you could have heard the real version. And that's off of their new album, Hot Thoughts. Their U.S. tour kicks off in July, and they're in Boston on July 21st at Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. And I'll be there too. Harmar Superstar up ahead of that, Body Request. And that's off his fantastic 2004 release, The Handler. And if you aren't familiar with Harmar Superstar or you want to kind of start learning about him, check out The Handler. Again, that's from 2004. And it's super funky and super dancey. And it's everything great about Harmar Superstar. And kicking off the set up ahead of that, great new music from Bleachers, Hate That You Know Me. And that's from the brand new album, Gone Now, out today, Friday, June 2nd. So good. Bleachers is the project of songwriter and producer Jack Antonoff, and Gone Now is his third album. And again, it's really good. All right, Music Savage Show, Ryan D., you're all my friends out there. Let's get back into some music. Hey, Luna have a new album coming out. Two albums. They have an album and they have an EP, and one album is a cover album. And I'm going to play you some Luna right now. Here's Luna covering Fleetwood Mac.
Filled with doubts of you, when you can quickest with the quickest quips, and I can't keep up. It's clear that you have a real gift of gab, and I'm just jealous. Maybe that's the way you and I.
episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
WMFO. Man, I love that song. It's John Moreland right there. Salisaw Blue, terrific single from the Tulsa, Oklahoma musician's new album released back on May 5th on 4AD Records. John Moreland's on tour, and he will be here in our area on Thursday, June 8th at the Sinclair in Cambridge. I saw John Moreland at Newport Folk Festival last year, and it was...